The show's live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. And one of the musical events going on in our area tonight at 5 o'clock in Urbana at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, it's the nearly weekly Krannert Uncorked program with Maria and Company, a world music quartet, as they call themselves. And they're playing from 5 to 7. And we have them with us in the studio to play a number of tunes during this hour, and we will introduce the musicians shortly. It should be a fun hour. Hope you'll stay tuned to FM 90.9. That was violinist Lara St. John and colleagues, and I seem to have left that music running. I'll leave Mike Pritchard to go shut it off in our other studio. Winter in Buenos Aires from the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla, and who were her colleagues here? I don't think I have the musicians' names in front of me, but that's a pretty new. It's the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra of Venezuela, conducted by Eduardo Martoret. Wonderful recording that is pretty new to her catalog. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9, and I think you could call Piazzolla's music, I guess, under the category of world music, and that's the category under which at least some of the music, maybe all of the music, that Maria and Company play and will be doing tonight at the Krannert Center in Urbana starting at 5 o'clock. It's a free program in the lobby, and you can even get some wine and spirits from Sunsinger Wine and Spirits. Summery beverages they're promising here, and I can even tell you specifically if I could actually pronounce all the names of the wines. But I can pronounce Twisted Tea Half and Half. Is the name of one of the drinks that they're promising this evening. But mostly promising some great music. And Maria and Company are on the accordion, Maria Merkello, on the violin, Dorothy Martirano, on the guitar, and balalaika, Rob Prescott. And I have somebody who I was talking who's particularly interested in hearing the balalaika, as am I. I'm not sure I've heard one in person or seen one. And on the bass, Josh Houchin, who's been on this show with a couple of different groups, haven't you?
True. Most recently with Lamont Parsons.
Lamont Parsons, yeah. That's right. I was trying to remember a picture when I've seen that yellowish bass in here before.
Very old.
Is it an old bass?
It is. It's over 100 years old.
Well, almost as old as Maria.
As Dorothy. Dorothy was born in 1914, and I'm her twin, 1918.
Really?
Because her mother had such
this
a difficult
is our,
time.
This is our story.
A couple of Earth mothers in our studio here, right? I don't know what that means. I don't have an idea.
It's funny.
Anyway, thank you all very much for coming in.
Thank
I'm
you
looking
for
forward to this hour.
Letting us into the building.
Somebody else let you in. You got in somehow. I just saw that you were here, and I was glad. I was glad to see it, Maria. I Googled you yesterday to see what I could find out about Maria Merkello, and I found out very little.
Good.
Other than your age, which I shall not reveal.
Hey, don't. 1980. That's old enough.
Born in 1980.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So, tell us something about your own musical background, how you came to the accordion, and what got you interested in the various types of music that we'll be hearing today.
Well, the piano is the main instrument.
Piano?
I was five. Piano. Not piano. Piano.
I thought you said piano.
Did I say piano?
I
That's just
you did.
A girl down the street. So I started piano when I was five. Added accordion was about 9 or 10 because of its peculiarities.
Was it a small accordion at the time?
Well, it was smaller than me.
Well, this accordion you're holding is just about big as you now.
But this is my medium size, you know, from a pawn shop. You know how everybody says, talks about equipment, like, oh, what are you playing? I go, it's just an accordion from a pawn shop. It came to my house. So the music, I lived in an interesting neighborhood in Chicago where you heard music from every country. No judgmental remarks, nothing. Just say you love it, then I'm playing it. You don't like it, you don't play it. And so my father used to play the little button accordion, danced and sang, and lived to be almost 100, probably because he was playing the little button accordion. You know, it kept him very busy. And my brother played the accordion. But that's not why I studied.
Did you have an accordion band in your family then?
No. No, there was a band in Chicago. Like, you know, everybody had bands in Chicago. Don't you remember?
Accordion bands?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Right. I wouldn't be telling you that just like that. You know, like making up stories about the accordion. So everybody studied accordion. The immigrants did, because it wasn't heavy and you could just take it wherever. And everyone thought you could just pick it up and just play.
And so, is that true?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, see, she knows because she picked it up.
Actually, I picked up recently, the only time I think I've ever picked up an accordion was a Cajun accordion. Rather like Tom Torino's. It wasn't Tom Torino's, I don't think. And I thought, I don't even know how you hold this and play it. And right. That's a little one.
Yes, and that's why people make fun of it. Like, you know, it's like when you're trying to pick up a girl and they say no, and then you go, oh, she wasn't pretty anyway. So, like, you try the accordion, you can't do it, then you go, oh, it's for nerds.
Sour accordion.
Actually,
I
picked it up, and I thought, you know, I already admired players
in a
way that I didn't expect to, because I kind of thought, okay, it's easy to...
Pull the thing out to do the
accordion.
Well, but you have to
and wiggle your fingers.
Well, that's what I couldn't do was move the thing and wiggle the fingers.
You can't just pull it in and out. You have to play something.
Well, exactly.
You have to touch something, right?
It's a little more difficult than violin, which all you have to do is wiggle your fingers and scrape back.
Yeah, and how hard can it be? You go,
or trumpet, where you just need three fingers and you blow. So it is more difficult than that.
I don't know her.
So, where's your family from, Maria?
Ukraine.
That's what I was remembering. It was somewhere over there, and I didn't get the country wrong.
I grew up in Chicago. So yeah. Chicago.
And so once you became a non-kid, what did you study piano?
I did piano all my life, most of my growing up life, and accordion. With a wonderful teacher in Chicago, William Kuhl. So he was a concert pianist and a classical accordionist. So I had an hour of piano, an hour of accordion, an hour of listening to music, and so on.
A 3-hour lesson a week?
Two and a half at least, yeah. And then an hour each way to take the bus.
And did you go to music school? I don't really know the answer to that.
Yeah, I did go to music school in Chicago.
For piano?
For accordion.
For accordion?
Yes.
Oh, I really didn't know that.
Well, you know, this is the immigrant story. You know, you come here and then you can't take a piano. You can't buy a piano. It's too heavy, right? And everyone thinks it's expensive. But on accordion, you just go, you just pick it up and you just go. You go wherever. So I played at every picnic. Like, oh, Marika, get the accordion out. So, oh, okay. So everybody would be swimming, but I'm playing the accordion. It was fun.
Can you play the accordion and swim at the same time?
You know what? I'll try it tomorrow.
Water music.
Too bad we don't have...
Water music. Oh, funny people here.
Why don't we play some music and then we'll continue with this.
Then we could
some other line of questioning.
Yes, well, these two people and I have played together for over 25 years.
And Josh isn't even 25 yet, so.
He's what?
Not even 25 yet. Actually, I know how old he is, too.
I Googled you
yesterday. I can find out all these things.
He's trying to find out all our information.
Yeah.
Did you Google us all?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I will now, though.
Now.
What are we going to hear?
Sassy. We can do, let's see, everyone knows this as anniversary song, but it's actually a Romanian piece by Ivanovici. Then people think it's Russian, but it's a Romanian. He was a band conductor, and he was the inspector of all the military bands in Romania for a time, and wrote 150 waltzes and marches and so on. And then this waltz that no one on earth dislikes it. Or I should say everyone on earth.
Now watch,
loves
I will get all the phone calls.
They say, what the heck is that? What is she talking about? Here it is. Familiar?
I thought that was going to go on. It sounded
like
it was just...
Well, we made it a little shorter because we have other countries to...
We have a lot of countries.
Well, to cover a lot of notes, so we'll make them shorter. Make the shorter notes. And we don't try to pick music just because it's from another country.
It just winds up that way.
How do you find this stuff, actually?
All over. Every time I traveled, I would go to the music stores and just go, give me all the books... Folk music and other for piano and accordion.
Do you make these arrangements yourselves? I assume
we make them up. We make them up on the spot. Yes, in fact, we could show you a two-chord wonder from Mexico called Me Gustan Todas, F and C seventh. Okay, we're gonna make it up like we've never done before.
Does this have it? So this doesn't even two. This is just. Two chords. Mm-hmm.
Just two chords.
Do any of you know this tune?
No.
Not really.
No.
Well, I feel like that.
Yes, they
I think
do.
Maria.
I feel like the Car Talk guys. They have. Have we coached you in advance?
No, we know nothing. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
y'all should have sombreros.
Yes.
You know, you have need different hats according to whatever kind of
music. So you know this song, well, people who know this song, you know, because sometimes I like all girls, but my favorite ones are the blondes. Pero esa rubia, pero esa rubia, pero esa rubia me gusta más. What are you laughing at? Is it time for the balalaika?
Could be.
Good grief.
I do want to
see
this.
Oh, you know what? Before we do that, let's do Tena Tena. We also improvise on that. It's an Israeli dance.
What is that clicking thing you're doing?
Oh. That's actually, I have a CD inside. Someone asked me, do you have a CD inside when we played Pennsylvania Polka? No, this is. These are the registers. So, like, listen to this. You got, and then here. So it just engages octaves and so on.
Like okay.
Yeah, so you can, now you know the clicking.
Now I know what's going on. It's and not, now listeners will
I'm
know
not,
what's going on.
I'm not actually, you know.
It's not your teeth.
No.
No, that's whose teeth are they? Josh's?
That was our little castanets.
We should have had castanets.
So what did you? I interrupted you. What's this tune now?
Let's do Tena.
From
Israeli.
Israel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So also we improvise and we do Jewish bluegrass. That's what she does.
Uh-huh. Dorothy does.
Dorothy does.
Unless she.
And
knows
we do
too
something
fast.
Else.
Because she's a Jewish Kentuckian.
Oh no, Oklahomian. She's an Okie.
Okay.
Aren't you from Okie? Okay, okay.
Are you originally?
No, but I grew up there. Isn't that enough?
We know nothing.
Maria and Company playing the music on Live and Local.
Sorry, Kevin.
Oh, that was that was fun.
How do we keep them dancing?
He's crying.
Oh my God, I've got itchy eyes. That's what's happening.
That's what people always say when they're crying.
Maria and Company.
Real
I'm live
distress.
And local. These, like it or not, these folks are playing tonight at the Krannert Center in Urbana, at the Krannert on Court, starting at 5 o'clock in the lobby with some. Beverages provided by Sunsinger Wine and Spirits from Champagne.
And the more you drink, the better it will sound?
Probably so.
Probably so.
And all I've got is water.
Good.
Dorothy Martirano.
Mm-hmm.
This is your first time in this studio.
No. Can't be.
In this one, I think it is.
Yeah, or at least on this show. On this show. So you grew up in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But were born somewhere else.
Nebraska.
In Nebraska. And what brought you to Champaign Urbana, and how did you come to some of this music? Because I know you told me once, for those who don't know or don't remember, Dorothy is the concertmaster of the Champaign Urbana Symphony, has been for many, many, many years. But I remember you told me once that because your main background wasn't really orchestral music, that most of the things you play with the symphony you're playing or were for the first time.
Well, for a long time, that was true. I probably learned a few things since then.
Until you repeated things. Yeah. So, you know, what background do you bring?
Well, I was a pianist until I was 15. And then my mother made me play the violin. I was violently opposed.
Mm. Tell that story about the pinball.
Oh, instead of when I came to the U of I, and we came to Urbana because my dad was working on a doctorate in music composition, and he was an announcer for WILL, did the classical programs as a side job. And I was when we first came, I was a freshman in high school, only at that time it was junior high. Ninth grade, junior high, right?
Yeah, could be, yeah.
And that's when I
started. They didn't have middle school.
No.
That's a newfangled concept.
That's when I started playing violin.
And when did you become not violently opposed to the violin?
Well, took a little while.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Well, maybe last week.
Okay.
Yeah. So my background was piano, really.
But classical, so to speak, classical piano?
Absolutely, yeah. My dad, as a matter of fact, years ago, I took that first tune we played, that Ivano Vici, the anniversary waltz, and I made a variation for it for violin and cello using a Beethoven piano sonata. I can't remember which one, but we played it for my parents' 50th or 60th wedding anniversary.
So you were arranging music even back then?
Well, no.
Or was that somebody else?
This was like 30 years ago, 20 years ago.
Remember, she was born in 1914, so she had a long time.
Yeah, so that, yeah. I was already elderly.
Oh, phew.
Yeah, and then, so did you go to music school?
Yes.
For violin?
Yeah, well, music education.
Music education. Yeah. And you taught in the schools for a while.
Yeah, I was a high school orchestra director. Remember, you used to come and put me out of my misery sometimes. You'd bring your youth orchestra in.
Yeah.
And we'd pool our resources. And I always wanted you to conduct because you did it better than I did.
But you had the skill with working with the children.
Well, with string players, that's true.
That's a skill.
That's true.
Yeah, no, I actually, it was after working with your high school orchestra at Urbana High School, I don't remember what years those were, that I came away with an incredible admiration for people who had that skill, which I clearly do not. I mean, I work with high school and middle school kids, but I work with them in the youth orchestra, and, you know, they're have to pay to be there and audition and all that stuff,
right.
And it's a very different skill to work with such a variety of kids in a classroom music setting every day of the week.
From one of the difficult things about it is that skill levels, incredible range of skill levels, from almost beginner to like really accomplished. That's hard.
Yeah, and of course your husband, who is not with us any longer, Sal Martirano, was on the composition faculty, so he followed your dad, so to speak. And you have been playing newer classical music for quite a long time as well. Is that through influence of your dad and husband, or what?
And also just being used to it. Last year I premiered three new works, two for solo violin and one for tape violin and dancer.
That were written for you.
Uh huh.
By. Anybody that
Morgan Powell,
we know Morgan Powell,
Eric Lund,
we know him.
And Ross Feller.
Is Ross on the faculty at the university?
He was on the faculty at Oberlin.
Okay.
When he wrote that,
because I recognize the name, but I don't remember exactly why.
Yeah,
Eric.
We did a bunch of performances. We did some concerts in Cleveland last year with Kirstie Simpson.
And Eric, of course, is on faculty here, and Morgan was.
Retired
from faculty. Well, it's great to have you on the show now, and we'll have to have you and Armand Baudouin. You guys have been doing some interesting duet work, I understand.
Right.
And we'll subject Rob Prescott to the grilling in just a matter of moments. I do want to remind folks that this is Maria and Company, four musicians in the studio with us, Dorothy and Maria. And Josh Halchin on the bass, and Rob, on, you've got your balalaika.
I do.
Well, I might as well let you tell us about the balalaika. I just think of it has that song go, tumbala, tumbala.
Tumbalalaika. That's a pretty song.
We can play that too.
Was that from a movie, or what is that?
Dr. Zhivago.
Was that
No. Tumbalalaika is a Yiddish song. Yiddish.
But Dr. Zhivago is the film that brought balalaika to American culture.
Right. In the 60s.
You know, okay, so.
That's it.
You know, the Lars theme. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And then this balalaika has a University of Illinois connection.
Yes.
Because Maria and I played in the U of I Russian Folk Orchestra. I played from the 70s pretty much throughout the 80s.
And 10 years.
Our dear friend John Garvey picked this instrument up for me without being asked in Moscow and came back with it and said, here, buy this from me. I distinctly remember saying, with what? And he said, oh, as a teaching assistant, you can just become a member of the U of I Employees Credit Union. And that was my first on credit purchase.
So I'm guessing nice. He did not get that at pawn shop prices.
Not a pawn shop instrument, no. It's a very nice instrument.
So the balalaika is a Russian instrument, or does it go farther? Or
originally, it was Mongolian.
Mongolian.
And it was strung with one cat string, and it had no frets. And then in the 19th century, a fellow named Andreev saw one of the peasants on his land playing one of these things, and he was a luthier. He made violins and other types of instruments. And he decided to fret it and to put a sound or a pick guard there and to make them in different sizes. And he invented the Russian Folk Orchestra, which has both balalaikas and domras and the bayans, the button accordions in the middle.
The tuning, too.
And so that would have been how long ago?
19th century.
Late 19th century. Hmm. And then he played right through the revolution, got caught up in the revolution. And as an aristocrat, he was basically disinherited and cast out. He wound up then taking his orchestra all over Siberia to entertain the troops, and he died of illness on that on that tour.
And the tuning too on the
so the tuning is E-E-A.
That's it.
It's very simple, but you can do it makes all sorts of different kinds of sound. This is the tremolo sound, but there's also a vibrato sound that's unique to the instrument. And that, I think, has some of the Asian spirit of the original instrument, don't you think?
I think so, yeah.
It's just so beautiful.
And then my teacher was Misha Schenkman, who came to the U of I for 2 years as a visiting professor. And
beat you when
he did. He would hit me in lessons if I was too slow on the uptake. No, Rob, no. It was quite exciting, actually. And
the old school of teaching.
It was, yeah. He'd been like the Lawrence Welk of the Soviet Union, and he came here expecting
did
to
Lawrence
be famous.
Did Lawrence Welk beat his musician?
I'm sure he did. How else could they be that good?
No wonder he had such a long baton, right? I
so
always
Misha,
wondered.
I knew him too, and he played the mandolin.
We were dear friends.
The balalaika. The domer. He played all kinds of music. He was a composer.
Great
and he arranged a lot of music. That
John
he
Garvey's
used.
Responsible for
exactly
this fiddle, too.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't have a fiddle for years, and
well, what did you play?
I didn't.
She played pinball.
10 years. I played pinball. Mm-hmm. But John wanted me to play in his chamber orchestra and to guest in his Russian
orchestra.
And she
was. That's how we all met.
So he got me this from Amsterdam, and he kept saying, "This one's nice, but the one in Amsterdam is only $300 American, and we can order it. All we have to do is call our friends in the Simpson.
Like Susan Roebuck.
So yeah, so that's what we did.
Shall we give you a balalaika number?
Yes.
Well, I have one other question for you, though, Rob. The grilling apparently has begun early. So you said you were in graduate school when you were in the Russian orchestra, but
I was. Yeah.
You weren't in it for music.
No, I did my PhD in English here. So I'm the chair of the English department over at Bradley University in Peoria, which is why we are still able to play together after all of these years.
So you just come over here every once in a while and, well, I guess you guys don't rehearse, right? Because you make things up.
That's true.
Right. Right. No.
Or do you? I mean, you must get together and learn.
Well, in the orchestra, we rehearsed all the time, and that's how we met,
right.
Rob and I. And then Dorothy was a guest, but I probably knew you before that. So the three of us have
played. We're talking about as Maria and Company.
We played for over 25 years, the three of us, yeah. Rob, Dorothy, and I. So we played all kinds of stuff. And we just bring music. There's a song here we'll play after his, which is a Russian gypsy tango that my brother had sent years ago called Tatiana. So we just have the lead sheet, and then we make it up.
Yeah, and actually the only person who has the lead sheet in front of him is Rob.
Well,
is that because he needs all the rudimentary work?
It's just the one tune, that's it.
There's a really tricky G minor sixth change in there that just will catch you by surprise.
And it helps if you see it. All right.
But not for too long.
Now we can play the tune.
Okay, but this is not the tune. This is by heart. It's a korobushka, which is a peddler's dance. And so we improvise. So we'll let you...
Yeah, we never play it the same way twice.
Right.
I know that tune.
Of course you do.
Well, I know
I think it's the theme
from.
To the game Tetris.
Huh? I don't play those games. I wouldn't know
right.
About that.
Like I said, I think.
Now what?
My kids all recognize it.
No, but what
it.
Is that? Yeah, that comes. That must show
it's
up
Russia.
At various places.
See, long time ago, when people came here from other countries and they knew there were no copyright laws anywhere else, especially in Eastern Europe, lots of people in Hollywood used Russian folk music, gypsy music, and so on.
And just borrowed it.
Yes, like those were the days, my friend. That's Russian.
Well, classical composers throughout
right.
history.
You know, I think that might actually be the tune I'm thinking of, because it sounds a lot like
probably.
That.
Probably, yes.
I was just imagining a bunch of people in, you know, traditional costume, dancing, whirling around as you got faster. How often do you play for dances?
We actually have done, we have done all tango. At the country club for your orchestra,
but I mean of the kind I'm talking about, you know, like
oh,
for
like
a wedding
getting
or
together.
You know,
well,
or
we've
some
done
wild
weddings.
Party with all these people that would be.
Yes, we could do that tonight, 5 to 7 at Cranard.
So if you want to dance, there's plenty of room in the lobby.
Yes, and actually we should do that tango that you have in front of you, called Tatiana. It's a woman's name, of course. Okay, it's in G minor. It's very sad. Thank you.
Maria and Company on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Maria Mercello playing the accordion, Dorothy Matarano playing the violin, Josh Houchin on the bass, and Rob Prescott on the guitar on this tune. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our broadcast is made possible today with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, an authorized Karastan rug dealer featuring the Antique Legends collection, rugs of legendary design with a subtle vintage patina. Sweeney Brothers at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's east side, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. You can hear Maria and Company tonight at 5 o'clock in the lobby of the Kranert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. I want to run down some other events that are going on in our area. I have neglected to do that the last few days because we've gotten caught up in various combined interviews, but I will take the moment to do that right now. Tonight at the Station Theater in Urbana, it's The Little Dog Laughed. That starts at 8 o'clock, and that continues at each evening at the same time for this weekend. At the Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield, a show called Lie, Cheat, and Genuflect. That's at 6 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday for dinner, and Sunday at noon for brunch. At the Illinois Shakespeare Festival at Ewing Manor in Bloomington, it's The Tempest tonight at 7:30. And tomorrow, The Three Musketeers, that one is not a Shakespeare show, but it's still put on by the Shakespeare Festival, also at 7:30. And then Saturday at 8 o'clock, it's The Merry Wives of Windsor. At the Clark Bar in Champaign, tonight at 7:30, it's the U2 Duo. The Little Mermaid, that was this morning at the Little Theater in the Square in Sullivan. What else is going on there this weekend? Looking ahead, and I'm not seeing their other shows.
I think but Road, there Road is it.
Well, Road Song is at Westside Park.
But they're in the
in
evening.
Champaign
at Clark Bar.
Tonight.
Tonight Friday, at Clark Bar? Tomorrow night.
Friday. Yeah, tomorrow night. Tomorrow they're at Westside Park at noon in Champaign.
Okay,
Road
I might
Song
have that wrong, then.
Are live jazz at Jim Gould's Various Artists. It says here tonight at 7:30. That's a restaurant in Champaign. Oh, it's the musical Hair. That's what's at the Little Theater in the Square in Sullivan tonight at 8 o'clock. And they must have performances the rest of the weekend as well. Rob Hagel is playing acoustic blues at Baxter's American Grill in Bloomington tonight at 6. Chip McNeil is at the Iron Post tonight in Urbana. A time isn't listed. Any of you all know when they're there? Do you know, Josh? Sometime.
Sorry, I don't
check
know.
Out the MySpace page for Iron Post Bar. I'll Be Seeing You, which we mentioned on yesterday's show. It's Lloyd Farley's salute to the 1940s is tomorrow on Saturday evening at First Presbyterian Church in Normal, 7:30 each evening, and then Sunday afternoon at 3. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Coat is at Miller Park Summer Theater in Bloomington, Friday and Saturday. Again, I don't have a time listed here, so you need to check that out. The Barber of Seville, the opera, is at Sugar Creek Symphony and Song Festival in Watsika tomorrow night and Saturday night at 8 o'clock at First United Methodist Church in Watsika. And I Remember is the show featuring Karen Vaccaro, we talked about on yesterday's show. That's Friday and Saturday at 8 at the Independent Media Center in Urbana-Champaign, and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. And tomorrow at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount at 8 o'clock in the evening, it's a group that plays world music and traditional bluegrass and other odd combinations of things. They are called the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra.
Wow.
And they will be on this show playing live during the noon hour tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, just for an excuse to say the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra is enough reason to have them on the show. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. What are you going to play next?
Let's do something Greek.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One time we did this on WFT and Greeks call in and said, it's way too slow. So we play slow, fast, and medium. They don't call back anymore.
All right.
And it's...
But if Greeks want to call in, that is perfectly fine.
They may call in and...
And say how much they like it.
They love it.
Which
Josh.
Tempo they
right.
like.
And Josh will do something. It's called... Well, it's a stomping song.
Stomping.
So he's going to... Since we can't really stomp on the rug, we can... yes.
slap the bass or hit the bass or...
Yes. Here we go. And it's speak to me, mi nemo.
Flaming cheese.
You're making me hungry.
Well, not flaming cheese. I know you just wanted to say that.
Well, I mean, that's what they do at a lot of Greek restaurants when they bring out the saganaki, right? They flame the cheese.
Flaming galactic cheese.
Cowboy cheese.
Rob, what kind of guitar is that? It looks kind of small and Mexican-ish.
It's
and it's got some interesting tuning pegs.
It's Korean. I bought it here in Urbana in the 70s.
It's Korean.
Had to change the pegs a few times.
We are universal.
Yeah, there were wonderful guitar shops here in the 1970s on Green Street. And then one moved over what used to be Thunderbirds, and who knows what it is now.
But isn't the body a little smaller than the average guitar? Or am I just imagining?
No, you're right. It's a hair smaller.
Or are you just bigger than the average
guitar? And that's why it's so good for playing in a canoe. Or in a rowboat.
Water music, yes, yes. Picnics and, you know. Mm-hmm. So why don't we do La Golondrina, beautiful Mexican tune.
Oh, that would be...
What does that mean? I know that word. Mm. Golondrina. I might even know this tune.
Swallow.
The swallow.
The swallow.
The swallow.
Yeah, the swallow.
Bird.
Yes. Not to
not
swallow.
Not swallow. Oh,
okay. Thank you.
I just thought of a great exercise I should put you through, Maria.
What's that?
I call out a country.
And we go, hooray!
And you play a tune.
That's true.
And whenever I'm ready, I call out another country, and you play another tune from that country.
Now, the reason I'm looking at the clock, we probably could. We need to have room for the last song, which is a Ukrainian dance called Chaban, which is a shepherd dance.
So you're not going to let me do this?
Well, if you call out
Ukraine.
Josh, I have a question for you.
Liechtenstein is too small.
I have two questions for you, actually. Yeah. First of all, how do you deal with these people?
He probably drinks a lot. I don't know.
Take a deep breath before we get started.
And just stay relatively quiet, right? And let them go. No, I didn't Google you yesterday, but I did somehow find out something I didn't know, that you had a landscaping business until pretty recently.
That is true, yeah.
Everybody wants him.
And now you're doing various kinds of music.
Yeah. Between graduation of college and now, I had a couple of different jobs. One of them was running a landscaping business for about 5 years. All the while, I was playing as much music as I could.
With us, too.
Yeah, with Maria and other musicians around the area. But unfortunately, at the end of a long day of landscaping work, I did not really want to practice very much. So I tried to find a way that I could stop doing that business and just spend more time playing music. I'm living the dream now. About 3 or 4 years ago, I quit the landscaping, and I just play music
now. It's working out.
Yeah, it's all right.
And you're getting into a lot of music that I'll bet you never thought you were going to get into.
For sure. Definitely. I kind of was a narrow-minded music fan as a youngster, and now I just really, I like almost,
now you're a,
I think I like all kinds of music.
A sponge for everything.
I try to
soak it up.
He's great.
Well, I'm glad I learned that now. I'll just think of you differently every time. I'll think of you in, I don't know, overalls and whatever landscaper, I don't know what landscapers wear. All right, so you want to have a couple of tunes.
Well, is the time we'll do Chaban, which is a Ukrainian dance, a shepherd dance, and it's the same key as the Rush, all the Slavic stuff with A minor, E7, D minor, and all that.
You guys can just keep playing.
Okay.
And if I leave the room, it's because the show is over.
And you're crying for the joy of listening
and
to our
And when Mike
music.
Pritchard comes in and says, you can stop, then you can stop. Mike Pritchard is our sound engineer, by the way.
We know Mike.
To
He's
Mike
smiling
as
at us.
And how's that?
It sounds great.
Great. Thanks,
Kevin.
Just don't leave right away.
And the Writer's Almanac is coming up at 101.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay.
Here we go.
Maria Chabon and company, they'll be at Krannert Center tonight at 5 o'clock in Urbana. Support for today's program on Live and Local comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held every Saturday from 2 to 6. Information is available at 337-7704 or at thecorkscrew.com. The forecast calls for a mostly sunny afternoon with a high around 88 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 65. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high around 85. And the outlook for Saturday is for a mostly sunny day with a high around 88 degrees. And we're at 87 now. Coming up on 101, the Writer's Almanac is next. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYNL FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF Urbana.